This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Numerous reports say this is the week that former Vice President Joe Biden will make a long-anticipated announcement that he's running for president. Massachusetts Congressman Democrat Seth Moulton became the 19th candidate in the field. He announced this morning in a video.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. The government of Sri Lanka blocking social media and arresting more than a dozen people suspected of involvement in yesterday's suicide attacks on churches and hotels. At least 290 people were killed. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people."
USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is scheduled to hold a private conference call with other Democrats at about 5 o'clock Eastern time today to discuss, among other things, the possible impeachment of President Trump. Democrats remain divided on the issue, as more progressive members of the party want to see the president impeached, while others are worried about the possible political backlash as we head towards the 2020 election.
Today I'm announcing that we will no longer grant any exemptions.
The Trump administration's just announced that the U.S. will end exemptions for nations that import Iranian oil. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution.
Eight nations had previously been granted exemptions from the U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil. They were China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An employee at a zoo in Topeka, Kansas, still recovering after being attacked by a rare male Sumatran tiger over the weekend. Zoo director Brendan Wiley says all the training his staff does paid off, as within 10 minutes after the attack began on Saturday, the tiger was back in a secure location and the staff member was getting medical treatment. USA Radio's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top five movies in the theaters.
He will come for them.
The Curse of La Llorona is the number one movie this weekend. The Warner Brothers horror film is based on a Mexican legend about a woman who murders her children, then wanders the world looking for them. It brought in $26 million. Dropping down to number two, Shazam at $17 million. The true story of a boy trapped underwater for 15 minutes is at number three. Breakthrough brings in $11 million. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at number four with $9 million. And finally, at number five, a grown-up becomes young again in the movie Little, taking in $8 million over the weekend at the box office. I'm Wendy King.
And on this Earth Day, a new poll finds that 80% of American parents support schools teaching kids about climate change. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, this is, no lie, we're at dinner, you know, Easter dinner, and a Democrat tells me the story. Says Trump runs into a genie. And the genie says, okay, hey, whatever wish, whatever you want, I've got it here for you. And Donald Trump says, look, I should have told John Milkovich this because he'd appreciate it. He says, I'd like a unicorn. And the genie goes, nah, unicorns don't happen. Give me something else. He says, how about a honest Democrat? And the genie says, well, what color unicorn was that? No. Hey, this is from a Democrat, so I guess we can repeat it. Why not? Just for fun. Because, you know, we just somehow take our politics way too seriously and too emotional. So I'll let you share that with your friends and neighbors. And hopefully they can appreciate the perspective just for fun. Why not? Hey, we're going to talk something rather serious here about polar bears. And I'm grateful for Gregory Wrightstone for connecting Susan Crockford and I together and regarding her new book, The Polar Bear Catastrophe That Never Happened. A little background on the story here. Because you think, well, has the polar bear become kind of the canary in the coal mine, but a manipulated one? Because the polar bear catastrophe that never happened explains why the catastrophic decline in polar bear numbers that we were promised back in 07 failed to materialize. It's the story of how and why the polar bear came to be considered threatened with extinction and tracks its rise and fall as an icon of the global warming movement. Susan, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, so tell me, has the polar bear become kind of the canary in the coal mine here?
Well, certainly it was presented that way, you know, at the get-go and from about the year 2000, I think. And we were told that the Arctic was going to warm faster than any place else on Earth and that polar bears were uniquely sensitive to declines in sea ice and that the climate models were predicting that the sea ice was going to drop by more than 40%. By 2050, and that when that happened, that two-thirds of the polar bears were going to be gone. But what happened was that dreaded decline in sea ice happened decades before it was expected, but the polar bears didn't drop dead. In fact, they thrived, and in fact, they continue to grow in numbers.
So, you know, again, in pursuit of empirical evidence, and, oh yeah, by the way, the truth, what did they do to manipulate these numbers?
Well, really what they did was they built a model and they put in that model some assumptions that they had about what polar bears would do when the sea ice declined. And they presented to the public and to their colleagues, they presented those opinions as facts. But it turned out that polar bears, in fact, were much more adaptable to changing sea ice. They were better swimmers than anyone expected. They were better divers, and that they in fact don't really need sea ice in the summer as long as they're well fed in the spring.
Right.
And so that's why they're still doing well, even though the sea ice has declined to that dreaded 2050 level.
Right. Doing well and even better.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
So because once again, proving polar bears can't read. They didn't read the memo, right?
Well, one of the things is that in fact, there never had been ice at that low level before, and so the polar bear specialists were going on, they had to go on assumption because they had no facts. They had never seen polar bears trying to cope with sea ice at that level.
Okay.
So they had to guess, but they told the public that those were facts.
Like, as if they were facts. So here's a theory, holds no water, so to speak. And so what do? They don't say anything. They mum's the word, and thank God for your book to give us the truth.
Well, yes. And so, you know, really, they actually knew the ice was declining. If you recall, 2007 was the first year that the sea ice in summer took a really big dip.
Mm-hmm.
And that was starting to happen even as the report that was meant to put the polar bears on the endangered species list in the U.S., that was already happening. And so they knew it. And sea ice has been down to that 2050 level ever since 2007. And none of them have said anything about that, about the fact that the numbers have not declined. But not only that, now they're trying to give people the impression that, in fact, the numbers that were estimated in 1993 at about 25,000, that's only how many bears still exist now, and that's 25 years later.
Well, how much of the country was supposed to be underwater, according to Al Gore, by now?
Oh, I don't know. I never kept track of that. It was too preposterous.
But meanwhile, he gets an award. You know, he's nationally recognized. All this stuff goes on and on. And this is a problem we have with the topic, is that if there is any veracity, if there's anything that we are supposed to legitimately be doing in the name, I mean, after all, it's Planet, it's Earth Day today, right? I think we're honoring it.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so, but if there is anything that we're supposed to be doing in terms of stewarding our planet and being responsible for it, all this is diluted when you get this kind of false representation that comes up. You know, and this is what's coming out time and time again. We were talking with another specialist about a whole other topic, and this was just about prosecutions and about people being unfairly accused and how that deludes the process. And again, you know, this is what it's almost at every turn, Susan, that humanity is glomming on to the lie here.
Yeah. And they're, you know, it's understandable, really, for people to see this story and say, if the argument is so strong about climate change, why is this kind of deception necessary?
Yeah, why do things have to be manipulated? Even from the get-go, and I've spoken with many scientists. I mean, they give you that old deal, you know, 98%, you know, the Sierra Club, 98% of the scientists agree. And once scientists, so-called scientists, and I say so-called, because once they mouth out that mantra, it demonstrates to me they haven't done their work. And I've had a couple of people on the show try to promote that. I go, stop it. You know, you're smarter than that. You cannot perpetuate this misrepresentation, because one thing I know about scientists, you can't get you can't get scientists. I mean, you have 100 scientists in a room, you're going to have 100 different, you know, theories and hypotheses that come out. You can't get them to agree on the sky being blue, much less that there's climate change.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Or yes, but if you demarcate the word, I guess you can come up with some sort of agreement. Yeah, you got to agree there's change. Well, of course, there's change all the time. But you know, climate warming, you know, we moved off of that. So everything is so dynamic. So, you know, if you catch me in the lie, I just find another place to run to in order to hold on to some sort of, you know, make-believe veracity here.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that that does come out of all of this is that, you know, they when I'm talking and presenting my argument, I'm using the data that the polar bear specialists have collected.
Exactly, Susan.
And
we got to go
data.
To break.
Can't argue with me. It's
exactly.
Their data.
Well, we got to go to break, and we've got more coming up from Susan Crockford. Stay with us, talking about her book, The Polar Bear Catastrophe. That never happened. Imagine that. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that. Just to remind you that we are fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at the Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner. See if this works for you and your family. As we've been saying time and again, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And also, you know, the one thing about opinion is it makes room for a lot of emotion, right? You know, and with emotion comes volume. Somehow people feel like the louder they talk and, you know, the more they scream, somehow that establishes their rightness. It's interesting, right? If anything, you're just loud and more wrong, or wrong and more loud is all it is. It really doesn't advance the conversation. It doesn't really make us better because of what you're bringing to the conversation. To this point, Susan Crockford, you know, what do you know? I mean, she's a woman that pursues the truth, says, look, give me the empirical evidence. Let's check it out. And, of course, this is clearly brought out in her new book, The Polar Bear Catastrophe That Never Happened. As you recall, all the climate alarmists said, the polar bears are, in a sense, the canary in our proverbial coal mine of climate change and global warming. And the numbers do not prove that out. And, of course, Susan is one of those inconvenient problems for those that want to keep it in the realm of the emotion and hold to opinion, because, you know, those facts, they're stubborn things, Susan.
Absolutely, yes. So, you know, what are you going to do? I just keep reminding people of what the background information is showing. Mm-hmm. You know, in Alaska, for example, one of the things that people don't realize is that the north coast of Alaska is actually a unique area for sea ice. And one of the things that happens up there is that about every 10 years, the ice that comes in the winter is really thick. And it's not really understood why that happens, but we know it has happened at least back until the 1960s. So about every 10 years, you get this thick ice coming in the spring that lasts for 2 or 3 years. And, or in the sense that it comes every 2 or 3 years, every 10 years. And when that happens, the seals that the polar bears have to eat, go elsewhere because the ice is too thick for them to have their pups in that area. And when that happens, the polar bear mothers come out with their cubs in the spring and there isn't any food for them to eat and large numbers of them starve. And so you get a dip in the population. But when that thick ice goes away, things return to normal and the numbers go back up. But what has happened recently is that a survey was taken of polar bear numbers right in the middle of one of those events.
Right.
And they keep hammering that home that this is a population that's declined by 40% and that this is a sign of climate change. But that was in 2010 when the last of those numbers were taken.
Did it actually decline by that much, by 40%?
Oh, well, it's hard to know with they said between 25 and 50%. So they're picking 40, but, you know, it could be anywhere in there. But yes, it did decline. Mm-hmm. But my point is that an event that was even more severe than that happened in 1974. So it's typical for that area for there to be a decline and then a rebound and a decline and a rebound. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kind of goes against what those biologists had been taught about how a polar bear population should behave. And instead of trying to explain it, now they've been using that dip in the numbers to try and present it as evidence of climate change.
See, Susan, this is a problem that I've had all along, is that what they have done is they have taken the people's money to do all this research, and you've got people controlling the narrative, and if you give them ammunition, and if you give them research that supports their predetermined agenda, guess what? You get more money. And so we're rewarding false evidence, and then we wonder why we continue to get hammered with all this manure. But, you know, this is the problem. And so what it does, going back to our original premise, it puts into question everything that relates to this because the system is rigged, which started from the very beginning, as you'll recall. I mean, the data points that went in to establish the argument to begin with about climate change was all false to begin with. And nobody has come back along the way to say, okay, well, all right, you know, let's start all over again. Can we have a truthful discussion and debate about climate change and the responsibility that humanoids have upon this so that we can get down to the truth of the matter? But, you know, the system is rigged right now. We continue to reward people for lying to us, and we wonder why we keep getting more of the lie.
Yeah. And all we can do is keep reminding people and to get the story out, which is why I wrote my book, mm-hmm. is to get the story out and so that people can read about that, understand what's happened, and to educate their children. And one of the other things that I did was realizing that children are being drawn into this whole thing mm-hmm. is to write a science book about polar bears for children that tells them the details that they need to know about life in the Arctic, about polar bear ecology, without frightening them
right.
about climate change. And
so that,
it's actually been a very popular book of mine that people are getting that for their children. And it's now translated into French, German, Norwegian, and Dutch.
But this is counter the educational process, and I got to imagine the resistance in academia that looks at your book and says, "Well, this isn't consistent with our agenda. Well, let's get this out of here." And you know, I mean, it's bad enough that we've got 8-year-old kids getting kicked out of school because they represent a conservative viewpoint. So here you are, you're indoctrinating all these future rebels, Susan. Shame on you.
You know, what can I do?
Yeah.
It's I'm a scientist, and it's important to me to stick to the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I was able to even find the facts is that they were available in the scientific literature written by polar bear specialists decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the reasons why my argument holds, because this is data that was collected by these people decades ago. They made these decisions. They collected this information. And I've been able to show that, in fact, their premise is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, Susan, you know, you declare yourself, and you know, you are a scientist. I mean, this is your passion. This is what it's all about. And I got to imagine for you as a scientist, and you see what's happening in your profession, this has to grieve you.
Absolutely. It is discouraging for sure. But when I get feedback from people who tell me how much they appreciate me sticking up, you know, for science, for sticking to the facts, then that actually does make it worthwhile for me, and I'm able to keep going.
Well, and for you, this book, I take it was self-funded, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's all you can do. You can't get a publisher to publish a book like this anymore. And, but doing it this way, it means that, you can get the information out and
you can be honest.
Yes.
God forbid, you know, that we have to rely on the people's money in order to perpetrate a lie and keep us under all this manure. Susan, thank you so much for your faithfulness to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, to keep the story in the forefront, and thank you for your time. Author of the book, The Polar Bear Catastrophe That Never Happened, how can they be in touch with you? We got about 10 seconds.
Well, I've got a polar bear blog that's called Polar Bear Science, and there's a contact me page that they can fill out.
Susan Crockford, Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Susan. Take care. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Numerous reports say this is the week that former Vice President Joe Biden will make a long-anticipated announcement that he's running for president. Massachusetts Congressman Democrat Seth Moulton became the 19th candidate in the field. He announced this morning in a video.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. The government of Sri Lanka blocking social media and arresting more than a dozen people suspected of involvement in yesterday's suicide attacks on churches and hotels. At least 290 people were killed. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people."
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Speaking of the street, very exciting right now, huh?
Really is, Bill. The stock market's been on a tremendous roll so far this year. Almost hitting all-time record highs, or very close to it, not only here but around the world as well. I think the reasons that's happening is that earnings have been coming through quite strongly, in many cases beating estimates. Interest rates have been falling or relatively stable at a lower level. The Fed Reserve's not going to be raising rates this year. And it looks like we might get a China deal, maybe at the end of May. It's not clear exactly when, but if we get a deal on China, that would be extremely positive. So those are some of the things driving the market.
Well, you know, and as you say, that we ought to take note of, and that is that The markets around the world are looking very positively. Before it was, you know, just America, and people were dubious, saying, well, you know, we might be okay, but we still are a global economy. I think you've said this to me more than once, and I've taken note to that fact. So the fact that, you know, people seem to, or the world is in sync here economically in terms of stocks, you know, happening, I think that's a good sign, right?
Well, yeah, you're right that the markets have been in sync, but I would not say the economies are in sync. The European stock market, particularly Germany and so on, has been going up a lot, but their economy is not going up. Their economy is still really quite weak. They literally have negative interest rates in Europe. Literally, you go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD. And they said, well, we'll give you minus 3%. You give us a dollar, we'll give you back 97 cents a year later. So that's showing how weak the economy is in Europe. But despite, I mean, that means stocks look more attractive compared to a negative interest rate on a bond or some kind of savings instrument. So that's what, and the other thing that clearly is showing tremendous strength is the initial public offering market. You had Lyft go public pretty recently. It shot, it went out, came public at 72, it went up to 87. And then after that, it's kind of fallen back below the 72 level. But now you've got Pinterest coming public, Zoom, and the next really big one is Uber. It's going to be like a $100 billion valuation offering. So when the stock market does well, these companies that have been waiting for a long time, Bill, are on the sidelines, are now starting to get in and make their offerings.
Yeah, why not? Meanwhile, what's going on with Brexit?
Well, it's been delayed. They had an April 12th deadline that went away. Now October 30th is the latest deadline. And we'll see if they can even get their act together by then. There just seems to be no consensus in Britain on which way to go. So maybe they won't even make that deadline. But Europeans didn't want to keep giving them a two-week deadline. It was just getting too crazy.
Well, exactly. Well, the thing is, as far as the citizens are concerned, they know where to go. It's the people that are supposed to affect their wishes. They're the ones that are a bit confused.
That's right. Well, there's tremendous division even within the parties, within the Labour Party, within the Conservative Party, the Northern Ireland people. They don't know what to do. They voted on eight different possibilities and voted down all of them in Parliament. So they don't know which way it's going to go. I don't think they're going to come to any magnificent agreement by October 30th, but they're going to give it a try.
Well, you know, this bodes well for Republicans and Donald Trump with what's happening, you know, with the markets right now. Might be a little bit harder battle uphill for the Dems, huh?
Well, certainly a good stock market is very good. People feel wealthier. This creates the positive wealth effect. When the stock market goes up, people feel wealthier. And even if they're not selling their stocks, they're spending on things. Just as remember last December when the stock market was falling, you had the negative wealth effect. People feel poorer when the stock market's going down. So the market's pretty much been straight up so far this year, and that definitely is positive for investor and consumer confidence.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, that's great. Well, even, you know, the Democratic Socialists have to admit, you know, and reluctantly give Trump some credit. But shortly thereafter, you have that, you know, that but exception that follows right after anything positive is said about the current regime.
Speaking of credit, that's another area that's going up a lot, actually. Because when people are confident, as we talked about, consumer confidence is up. People go into debt, credit card debt. So for the first time ever, the total amount of consumer debt outstanding went over $4 trillion recently. About $1.1 trillion of that is credit cards, and the rest of it, $2.9 trillion or thereabouts, is other kinds of consumer debt. Car loans, student loans, and medical debt would be the three big ones. So it's a sign of confidence, but it's very expensive to do that, Bill. In the credit card area particularly, I mean, people are paying 16, 18, 20, 25% ridiculously high interest rates on their credit cards. I mean, there's a website they can find out much better deals out there, which is guidetocreditcard.com. And you can get cards at like 7, 8%. You can get 0% bounce transfer offers. You can get frequent flyer miles. There's lots of great deals, but you've got to go after them. If you just... whatever shows up in the mail, you think that's the best deal. That's the worst deal. So, anyway, there's a free free website to get you the best deal, guidetocreditcard.com. So that's very growing fast. And now we're about to have the graduations. where we're going to add about $100 billion in new student loan debt in the next month or so after the graduations. We're at about $1.5 trillion in student loan debt now, and that'll go up to about $1.6 trillion.
That is phenomenal. And, of course, you know, you've got Bernie Sanders et al. Claiming that free tuition is in the offing. And, of course, that comes with an added caveat that he had to admit. He goes, well, because they kept pushing him and asking, well, how are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay? Well, he goes, well, finally he mumbled out something about, of course, you know, we've got to increase taxes.
Well, that's right. That's the solution for everything is the rich people right. will pay for it. Yeah. Well, the rich people don't hang around to pay for it, okay? I mean, you're seeing, for example, in the high-tax states, like New York, New Jersey, California, and so on, when they raise taxes by taking away the state and local deductions, some of these people are moving to Florida and Texas and low-tax states. Rich people have choices, and they don't stick around to pay higher taxes. They move. That's what happens.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and I guess a lot of people were shocked. And I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk to you about it because of the tax filing. A lot of people, particularly in these salt states, as we would identify them as, quite shocked that they're not getting the returns that they previously had gotten and are thinking, hey, what happened to that that tax cut that President Trump had given to us, right?
Yeah, the refunds were either much smaller or non-existent. In many cases, people had to pay. In some cases, tens of thousands of dollars they were not expecting at all because they'd been used to getting unlimited deductions on property taxes and state income taxes. And in the high tax states, that's now, well, in the whole country, that's now limited to $10,000 for a couple, $5,000 for an individual. And those high tax states, that doesn't get you very far. So they lost a huge deduction and, in fact, are having to pay much more in taxes than they were expected to before. And that's a permanent long-term change. So if you're in that circumstance, change your withholding so you take home more, take home less money and take home, you know, have more withheld so you don't get a big shock as people have had when April 15th came around this year.
Mm-hmm. So what do they do? I mean, do they move or, you know, is there something strategically that they can do?
That's what they are doing, Bill. They are moving.
They're just moving. That's the solution, right?
That is. I mean, people go from California to Nevada. They go from New York to Florida or Texas. I mean, it's made the low-tax states even stronger financially and the high-tax states even weaker. And it's a permanent situation. I don't think there's any way Congress is going to turn that back. So it just makes the high-tax states that much more vulnerable to people moving out, particularly the high-tax, the highly taxed people that pay the most in taxes. They're the ones who want to move the fastest.
Wow. Well, Jordan, where can the folks go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
He's America's Money Answers Man. I'm Bill Martinez, and it's always great to have Jordan Goodman, you know, contributing and keeping us up to date with your money. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
With that pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help
help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hooray for Hollywood!
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood!
Hey, that was back in the days when they used to say hooray for Hollywood because of the value and what they offer to the culture today. Yeah, a little bit questionable, but Adam Holtz, nonetheless, is here to keep him honorable and, you know, keep him accountable. He is the interim director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Mr. Adam, how you doing, buddy? Happy Easter to you. Oop, do we have him? We should have him, but we don't have him. He's missing in action. Is he still out there searching? He's not searching for bunny eggs or anything, is he? Let's try it again. Are we there? Adam? Okay, all right. Well, after all that big hoopla, and he probably heard hooray for Hollywood, and he ran in the other direction there. Brad was just trying to have fun and, you know, give him a little musical intro identity, a little branding deal here with Focus on the Family's Adam Holtz, as I mentioned, the interim director for Focus with PluggedIn.com. We're going to be talking Penguins, The Curse of La Llorona, and, of course, Breakthrough weekend results, you know, fairly well. I think Breakthrough came in at number 3. So as soon as we get a hold of Adam, I know we had him just a moment there. I don't know if all of a sudden his phone went south on us, but anyway. You know, we will pad for time here in turn. Okay, he is here. Adam, how you doing, buddy? Happy Easter.
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I thought maybe you went to look for, you know, a couple eggs that you guys forgot to find, you know.
No, I think good old Ma Bell, if we can still call her that, decided yes. that we didn't need to talk right then.
So, well, yeah. Know. Well, because we're, you know, we're talking about some, you know, things here with the movies that maybe she doesn't agree with. Either that or she heard La Llorona and she got nervous and just...
That's true. She might have run off at that point, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like what Devon Franklin, he sent out a tweet the day before last week. We played it for everybody. It was one of those audio tweets and saying, hey, look, is this supposed to be Holy Week or Horror Week? and just encouraging everybody to go and check out Breakthrough. And it did fairly well, number three at the box office, huh?
Yeah, it did really well. I mean, it did about $11 million, which again is not Avengers numbers, but I think for Christian movies, that's a super solid start. And this is a movie, I think we maybe touched on it last week, but this is a movie about a boy who falls through the ice in Missouri. This is a true story. It happened in 2015, 14-year-old. John Smith fell through the ice, and they didn't pull him out for 15 minutes. And, you know, as is normally the case, when you're underwater for 15 minutes, it's not a good thing. So they tried to revive him for an hour after they finally got him out, and no dice. And they called his mom in to say goodbye to him because he'd been clinically dead for more than an hour. And she prayed that the Holy Spirit would save her son. And his pulse started again, and he started breathing. And that's really just about the first 20 minutes of the movie. And after that, we see the real drama of the movie is everybody responding to what happens next, which is, okay, he's technically alive again, but is he going to wake up? Is he going to be the same kid that he was before? The doctors all say no. Joyce continues to believe. And so it's a really provocative movie about what it looks like to trust God, even in the most sort of dark moment.
And what Jason Noble brought out, who was the pastor, in fact, we had an opportunity to speak with the real Jason Noble as well as the real John Smith here a couple weeks ago in Anaheim, California.
Uh-huh.
And was that, you know, Jason spent 18 hours a day there in the room. He said, look at, you know, very, very vulnerably and truthfully that, you know, I don't know what God has planned, but we know that God is sovereign and we're just trusting in God's sovereignty. And, you know, in this particular case, you know, all's well that ends well. I mean, to the point that John, you know, you talk to him, it's like nothing happened to this kid. I mean, he's clear. There's no brain damage. I mean, there should have been brain damage. I mean, anything else associated with somebody, as you said, that even the first responders said, you know, they said, well, this isn't, this isn't going to be a rescue. It's going to be about recovering a body, not rescuing somebody. And it turned into a rescue. I mean, to the point that, you know, the gentleman who is credited with, pulling him out of the water, the EMT that, you know, he was extremely doubtful, considered himself to be an atheist. And I understand here recently that the truth of God has gotten to his conscience to such a degree that he says, look, I surrender. You know, I've got to surrender to this. I mean, this is so miraculous. And, it caused him to ask questions. And I think that that's what we could hope and pray for anybody is that you ask questions.
Right.
And, you know, God says, look, if you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. You know, ask and you shall find. I mean, you know, seek and you shall find. And God is faithful to that. And so in this particular case, here is a heart and mind that's been changed. And I know that there are some people that have gone to this movie Breakthrough. And as a result of it, they're asking questions themselves. And I say, that's a good thing. You know, that's great.
That is a good thing. And it's a movie that provokes questions. And I think the thing that I appreciated the most about it is, it also grapples with the question, well, what happens when God doesn't answer our prayers the way we would like? What happens when we don't get a miracle? What happens when somebody dies instead of miraculously being resurrected, as essentially happened to John Smith? I mean, this is the ultimate Easter story. And so the film acknowledges that there's mystery there and that there are times in which God does miraculous things that are so, they're so impossible. Essentially, the only explanation is that God did it. And God uses those things, as you mentioned, sometimes to get people's attention and to point them toward him. And other times he lets faithful, faith-filled people go through things that are horrific. You know, we have this resurrection story and, you know, it's juxtaposed against the horror of what happened in Sri Lanka this weekend.
Exactly.
You know, it's a natural thing to say, well, if God is so good and God is so sovereign, how can this happen? And I think as Christians, we have to be careful to say, you know, on this side of things, there's not an easy answer to that question, but we continue to trust him and we continue to seek him. You know, whether we get the miracle or whether we're faced with tragedy, the life of faith is one that walks through both of those things.
Exactly. And the thing that's so difficult, the bottom line of all this is that God is sovereign. Are you willing to accept the sovereignty of God? And I think in Joyce's case, in her prayer, you know, motivated from the love of a mother, but what came through was that she, you know, she accepted the sovereignty of God, and, yes. and she asked the Holy Spirit to come in. Didn't demand, but asked that the Holy Spirit would come in. And, you know, when you go back and you're talking about the original resurrection story, the order of the day was the people say, you know, give me a sign. They told Jesus, give me a sign. He goes, you got signs all around you.
Right.
And you still, like, when is there enough signs that, you know, you are ignoring the obvious signs and you still demand a sign? There's not enough signs that are going to convince you. Either you're willing to make that decision that God is sovereign and you're going to pursue godly things and try and really, you know, commit yourself to understanding, you know, the truth of God, or you're not, because it's just, you know, it's more convenient for you. Oh, by the way, I wanted to clear up something, because last week, and I'm looking forward to this, because I was talking with Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family on Friday. Remember last week we talked about the CNN report that, you know, the division of non-religious people and religious people.
Yeah.
You know, the headline led you to believe, and I apologize to you, because I reported on the headline instead of really breaking down the story. And when I broke it down, I realized what they did. And what they did was they bifurcated Christians and Catholics. They didn't even mention Jews in it. But I would say that if you're looking at the religious community, you have to look at these categories. You got to look at Christians, evangelicals, and Jews together as a group. You can't bifurcate them. But in order to
if you're talking about people who believe in God,
yes,
you know, if that's the bifurcation, don't you also have to throw Muslims in there too?
Well, I think you do, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was almost going to suggest that. But even if we just take the traditional viewpoint of, you know, Jews, Christians, and Catholics, which, you know, I have a problem with bifurcating Catholics and Christians anyway, but that's a whole other deal. But anyway, even if you take those three categories, it still amounts to a majority, but the reason they bifurcated, because if you bifurcate them, then you can essentially argue that, oh, you got about 29% that are nons, 29% that are Catholics, 29% are Christian, plus or minus there. And, you know, so it looks that, you know, non-religious people are on the surge here. And so the false representation is that, you know, religion is out. But as I saw in you and I touched on this the last time we talked, is that, and, you know, people forget that Jesus was anti-religious.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I'm not ever threatened by those studies at all for a couple of reasons, Bill. I think, you know, Jesus said that broad is the path to destruction and narrow is the path toward life. And so it doesn't surprise me that those who believe are in a minority. And it also doesn't surprise me just from a media discernment perspective. We take numbers and we spin them every which way, every day.
Right.
Which is why, you know, what your story illustrates is we have to not only look at the headlines, we have to read, and we have to read critically, and we have to ask the, you know, what were the assumptions and the biases that went into the point of view somebody is you know, communicating.
Yeah, and once again, I mean, this happened to be a CNN deal, so sadly, CNN is associated with this, and, you know, and I fell victim to the headline, but yeah. I want to, you know, for the sake of, you know, what we're about is pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and I don't want people to be worked, you know,
right.
And we're getting worked 3 ways a Sunday as it is, and so we continue to remain vigilant on this, and, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about Penguins, we touched on it a little bit last time, La Llorona, the number one at the box office this weekend. Adam Holtz, Interim Director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. That's where you go for all the information you need to know about family-friendly movies before you invest your money in Hollywood, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Bill.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters.